Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chautauqua's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 11 degrees here on a Friday morning at 6:30. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are reacting to the Justice Department withdrawing its 9-year sentence recommendation for President Donald Trump's longtime associate, Roger Stone.
Some Democrats are already talking about impeachment again, this time in relation to the Roger Stone case. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped Attorney General William Barr.
He's lied to Congress, for which he will be in contempt. He has engaged in these activities. What a sad disappointment to our country.
But recent polling suggests much of the American public is ready for Congress to move on after President Trump's acquittal in the impeachment trial. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats have a one-track mind.
All they have is a mission to impeach, and this is all they continue to drive. When the rest of America would like to move on from their nightmares they put us through.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
If a new bill passes in Topeka, you will be allowed to buy fireworks year-round in Kansas. A proposed bill would allow some retailers to sell fireworks all year, and it would allow temporary fireworks stands to sell for an extra week. If the bill passes, cities and counties would be allowed to set restrictions.
A Wichita woman has pleaded guilty to defrauding Medicaid by claiming she was caring for a man when he was in jail.
52-year-old Greta Smith entered the guilty plea Tuesday in Sedgwick County District Court. An investigation found that she had collected nearly $28,000 by claiming to be providing in-home personal care for 65-year-old Joe Mitchell last year when he was actually incarcerated on unrelated charges. Prosecutors say Smith put at least some of the money, and possibly all of it, into Mitchell's jail commissary account. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A child psychologist who was formerly the top administrator at a state hospital in Kansas is facing a federal lawsuit in Iowa involving sexual arousal experiments on residents at a state care center for people with intellectual disabilities. Jerry Ray conducted similar research in Kansas while running the Parsons State Hospital and Training Center. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services says its initial investigation of sexual arousal research in Kansas suggests ethics guidelines and proper protocols were followed. Six former employees filed the federal lawsuit Monday, alleging they were fired or forced to resign because they questioned Rea's activities.
One Missouri father is in big trouble after he got onto a school bus full of kids.
It was a fight between students at a bus stop outside St. Louis, which continued when the kids got on the bus. That's reportedly when a father, Christian Goodson, whipped out his pistol and broke the glass on the closed bus door when the driver wouldn't let him on. He did eventually get on the bus, pushed the driver out of the way, and pointed this loaded handgun at everyone on board. The kids all ran to the back of the bus. Goodson took his kids off. He was later arrested at his home and is now charged with unlawful use of a weapon, endangering the welfare of a child, property damage, and assault. John Saucier, Fox News.
An investigation is underway in South Carolina after a mosque is vandalized.
A teenage girl is in custody and others may soon be joining her. Police in Charleston say they have surveillance video of Haley Riddle and others suspected of spray painting the words "utterly blessed" on the Islamic Center of Charleston. It's unclear why they wrote that phrase, but the act has drawn widespread condemnation. Investigators are now asking for the public's help in finding the others believed to be involved in the vandalism. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The heater has been getting a workout the last couple of days with some of the coldest air we've had so far this season, but that is going to be moving on out. Today, partly cloudy with some sunshine. We should be in the low 30s by noontime and 37 and breezy this afternoon. Clouding up down to 33 tonight, 51 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 11 degrees, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. Yep, if you're heading out the door this morning, 11 degrees, that's enough.
That heavy coat.
Kind of tells you the whole thing right there. It's kind of cold out there. Today is Friday, February 14th, 2020. Of course, Valentine's Day. On this date in 1980, CBS announced that Dan Rather would succeed Walter Cronkite as anchorman and managing editor on the CBS Evening News the following year. And this was a big deal at the time.
Yeah, he's given the keys to the kingdom.
Yep, because Walter Cronkite was the man.
Yeah, he was numero uno.
Yep, and Rather took over. Of course, Rather had made his reputation as he actually started out in Texas, made his reputation covering a big old hurricane down there. And then he got, to be White House correspondent, gave Richard Nixon a little trouble. And from then on, his star began to rise. Dan Rather.
He was one of the reporters on the scene during the assassination.
Yes, too.
And, of course, he was in that chair a long time.
He stayed a while.
For Cronkite.
He did.
He held that seat for a while.
A dog took the opportunity to care for an orphaned black bear cub. Now the cub is being cared for by a substitute mom. The nature story took place in Washington County, Virginia, where last week the dog arrived at his owner's home with a bear cub in its mouth. The cub, believed to be less than a month old, was taken to the Virginia Wildlife Center to help the little Bruin get reacclimated to its own species. The center keeps track of female bears and places orphaned cubs outside their dens. How about that? And if all goes well, the mama bear takes care of the little one as if it was the bear's own. And the cub, rescued by the dog, was placed with a mama bear 2 days ago. So far, things are going well. So the little came home in the dog's mouth and may wind up in the den with mom there. Usually the cry of cannonball near a swimming pool will draw attention to someone doing something fun or annoying.
But when I'll take the latter.
Yeah, it's always somebody, huh? When a pool was being dug in Charleston, South Carolina, the cry of cannonball prompted some concern. It needn't have. A large round object found while digging the pool was thought to be a Civil War era cannonball.
Yeah.
Turns out it was simply a wooden buoy.
Yeah, okay.
The harmless orb was cleared and the cool digging project continued. But yeah, you're in Charleston, South Carolina, in certain areas of that city, there's a possibility there's still some cannonballs around there. Of course, that's where the Civil War started, at Fort Sumter, right out there in the bay. We've talked about that before. Have you ever been there, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have too, one time, and I'll tell you what, it was a terrific experience, especially for anybody, if you're a history buff, a Civil War buff. Wow.
And of course, at the state capitol in South Carolina, there's still 16 places on the state capitol building that are indented because of cannonball fire.
Cannonball fire?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Fort Sumter was barraged for, 20, 30 days, something like that?
A long time.
Nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
And you go out there, you see why, because you got these thick walls and you can just get in underneath of them and you're protected. But I get, the flag there. I went up there. I think Shelley took my picture right there. Because this is the spot where the Civil War began.
This is where it began.
This is where, right here. And it's kind of moving if you think about it and where you are, what happened, and what transpired. It's 6:37, Steve and Ted, and we've been this week giving away tickets, pairs of tickets, to go see the Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming to Interest Bank Arena on August 21st. And just wanted to give you a heads up that sometime this morning, we got another pair to give away, so be listening for a chance.
Excellent.
Backstreet Boys coming up. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Tom Lefter, the money tracker with us. Tom Lefter, the commodities tracker, is with us this morning. Yeah, he tracks money, too, you know. I don't know, but most people don't know that Tom is a fabulously wealthy man. But Don, Tom, whoever you are, get on here and help me out.
I'll do my best, Steve, but that hole got pretty deep.
Oh, it sure did.
The live cattle and feeder cattle trading negative early in the session yesterday and near their lows of the week, but the buying returned to our cattle complex as they traded and closed positive yesterday. Feeder cattle futures had triple-digit gains, and some contracts made new highs for the week. Overall, there was no fresh price positive news for our cattle futures. The lean hogs saw April and June contracts make new lows for the week. Then all the hogs were able to close positive yesterday. At the close, April live cattle 67 cents higher at 118.52. March feeder cattle, $1.27 higher, $136.32, and April lean hogs, 30 cents higher, $64.07. Now, there was a lack of fresh news to influence the grains Thursday as the wheat and corn closed negative, but the soybeans closed positive once again. March soybeans made a new high for the month of February, while the March Kansas City wheat made a new low for the week. The markets will be closed on Monday. Now, March Kansas City wheat's a penny higher at the moment, 4.67, while March corn's up a quarter of a penny at 3.79¾. March soybeans 2 cents higher at 8.98¼. March crude oil trading 66 cents higher at 52.08. April gold's up 30 cents at 1,579.10. The March S&P 7.5 points higher at 3,385. March dollar index a nickel higher at $99.01. And the March Dow Jones futures up 42 points at 29,473. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
A little confusion on my part this morning, but it's a doggone cold. My brain doesn't work. How about you?
By God, I can understand that.
On a day like this, do you milk your cows with your gloves on, or how's that work, I wonder?
Well, the cow appreciates it that you don't put those cold hands on her.
She does?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do they say when you do that? Moo?
That sounds pretty close to what I've heard.
Yeah. Cows don't really have much of a, you know, a vocabulary or a range of sounds they make, do they? The only ones I've ever...
They do have a variation of pitches.
Do they really? Does it indicate anything to them? If they're really happy, do they moo a little higher? You know?
Well, I guess I really am not a cow whisperer that I could exactly describe
that. Okay, fine. You know, you grew up on a farm. You should know about these things. Is there really such, is there really such a thing as cow tipping?
No. But it does sound interesting, doesn't it?
I guess that's where you're supposed to go. Supposed to go out at night and you just push on a cow and they fall over, huh?
Right.
Look, that doesn't make sense to me. Those things are heavy, right?
Especially if they land on you.
Yeah, well, yeah, that could be a trouble. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so Monday is President's Day. Now, what do you say about the markets? Are going to be open part of the day, none of the day? What's going to happen there?
The majority of them are going to be closed on Monday.
Okay.
But some of the markets will be open till noon.
Okay. So are you going to be with us Monday morning with Steve and Ted?
I won't let you down. I'll be here.
Bless your heart. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Loeffler at Loeffler Commodities. Now, 641 with Steve and Ted. How does my house fit into my financial plans? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, the man with all the answers.
Very good.
Even if he doesn't know what the questions are. That's coming up. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.